No, this is real. It's a lot of brains in our food, and y'all are not seeing that. We all worked hard to get here, and honestly, the hard work I had to go through between finding somebody to do the project with and all this comes up.
So I just have a clarification, because in that Tribune article, it said that students taking classes or graduating during the candidacy period should know that their courses or degrees are not accredited by the HLC and may not be accepted in transfer or to other colleges, universities, or recognized by prospective employers.
Right.
So the candidacy period was from January 20th to now.
So that's
basically that saying that it's absolutely not accredited no matter what comes out of this meeting right now.
Why nobody said nothing in January? And we now in July, somebody gave me an email on the 3rd, right before the 4th.
Hey guys, how's it going? Forrest here with GLITF. And also a special intro episode for the Darker Side podcast as well. It's been a while. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following us. Thank you for being with us this whole time. I welcome all you guys back. We're going to be doing something a little bit different today. I've just been going through a lot lately. A lot of crazy stuff has happened between, you know, a lot of civil social issues. There's a lot of stuff going on with, well, a lot of stuff in this country, actually. I'm going to start a series that I'm presenting for the DCP just for an episode or two, nothing crazy, but it's mainly for my show, Getting Lost in the Forest. I did go to college. I received a bachelor's of science degree in communications media and filmmaking. For 1 year of that 4 years of my college, I did go to the Art Institute, which has been under a really big lawsuit. And a lot of these predatory lending schools that have cheated their students, lied to these students. A lot of these schools have to do with the secretary or, you know, the person who's behind the higher education or, Department of Education, Betsy DeVos, who was appointed through the Trump administration. I mean, come on. Most Republicans should have realized she's fucking awful and she's just poison. But, you know, most people nowadays don't even really understand the background that she comes from and what kind of scandals that she's been in for many years, cheating lots of students. Yeah, I'm starting pretty much a series about, I would say, like the faults of the higher education, the students, and kind of just reporting on the news having to do with students who are in this massive civil action lawsuit, not so much by their choice due to the fact that these schools lied to their students and cheated them. Just recently, not long ago, September 12th, 2018, Betsy DeVos loses to student loan lawsuit that was brought by 19 states. A judge just struck Betsy DeVos down and pretty much said that this is what you're doing is unlawful. Pretty much what she has been doing is she's been in a lawsuit with these 19 states that are dealing with predatory schools, higher education schools like college, all that stuff, like, you know, like University of Phoenix, the Art Institute, and many more colleges that have cheated off their students and lied to them, and it's wrong. And in order for us to progress with this crazy student debt that is just climbing mountains and mountains in this country. I mean, we're in billions or trillions already in student loan debt. And half of it is from predatory lending schools. And the amount of defaulters for many reasons is climbing. This kind of process with people not being able to pay back their loans or people who are trying to sue to get their loans discharged from predatory lending schools, it's hurting the economy. The fact that people can't pay their loans back, it's doing more harm than good. And I think it's time that everyone fesses up to the main fact that, you know, our students were cheated and our education system in America has failed the American students. And instead of blaming the students that it's their signature, it's their choice, it's about time that we all start seeing this as a bigger picture and start realizing that there's way more to it than the student signing their name to a loan and making that decision. There's way more to it, and I think it's time that people start owning up to that factor and start owning up to their party's mistakes. Okay, so let me go back a little bit. I went to school to the Art Institute back in 2011. Now, my defense is there wasn't a lot of information out there at the time. Not many schools were accepting me, and I wanted to go to college. The only school that accepted me was the Art Institute, and back then, most colleges were huge on SAT scores. If you didn't have at least a mid-average SAT score out of that 2,600 points, schools were like, nope, you know. And nowadays, colleges are very different now. People need to recognize that. And there's a lot of factors that tie into this whole lawsuit with all these students like myself. I was brought into this lawsuit from the Art Institute. I even got an interview from Vice Media. It's just been an ongoing investigation. And since the Trump administration took over, things have been kind of halted and are moving very slowly. My lawyers that are out of Harvard lawyers, as soon as the Trump administration came in, I mean, it was like dead silence for a long time. And we all knew why, you know? So me and my colleagues, we've been struggling with trying to get our loans discharged from faulty practices and a lot of other reasons. And there's a lot of factors. And I've been in this lawsuit for a long time, and it's something that means a lot to me. All this college stress that I went through was completely unnecessary. And I just want people to know that what college students go through on a day-to-day basis nowadays, even years ago, is just not right. It's not the way it should be. And people need to realize that instead of pointing their finger at the students, they need to realize that they're struggling. Even after college, a lot of people are trying to do the best they can to get out there and get as far into their field of study in a job as possible. But the Art Institute recently, back during the summer, started announcing about school closures. The school lost accreditation, meaning students attending there or students who got a degree through the Art Institute are pretty much not accredited anymore. And now these art institutes are closing. Students who are there or currently attending are giving such small options on what they can do while their school is closing. And there's just a lot of stuff, really, like a lot of really bad stuff going on. It's seriously just hitting the media now, but this has been like an ongoing issue for a very long time. The media, even today, even though they're covering some of these student loan stories or whatever, they're not covering the whole issue at hand here. And some of it is actually not even factual. They're talking about, like, they talk about things that, like, only a very small percentage of students are qualified to do. And I think it's wrong, and I think it's time that we all come together and realize college in America shouldn't be a debt sentence. I don't care who you are, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Socialist, alt-right, I don't give a fuck. We all need to come together and realize that this is a growing problem and it needs to be stopped, or else eventually it's going to implode our economy. Ever since I went to college, I went through so much stress. It really took a toll on my mental health. And I've been student shamed by people of all generations, all ages, you know, saying, I signed my loans, I need to own up to it. Well, you know what? It's been 3.5 years since I graduated college. I still can't make enough money to pay my loans, nor even put food on my table, and nor even get my own health insurance at the moment. So I don't even live in my own apartment right now. I'm saving up to move out, and that's pretty much where I'm at right now. So I think that it's time that we as Americans own up to the faults of our future generations and their votes that have enabled this uber capitalistic society that has privatized higher education, and it's ruining this country. It's imploding the economy. It's hurting way more students, more now than ever. And now it's the perfect time to talk about this issue. It's just coming to light. Even though the news media, once again, is still not so much covering the whole issue as a whole. I don't know why. But okay, going forward, this is an issue that I got from Bloomberg. This came right out on September 12th. Going back on this same day, Massachusetts Attorney General and also Mass Senator Elizabeth Warren have tweeted about this case. Mara Healey calling it, saying, Betsy DeVos tried to take away important protections that kept students from getting ripped off by predatory for-profit schools. So we took her to court and we won. I myself called Attorney General of Massachusetts because I went to the New England Institute of Art for a year and then I transferred out, which was way more stress in my life. It's awesome that she tweeted about this. She even had a video on Twitter. Elizabeth Warren also tweeted, this is a crushing defeat for Betsy DeVos and a huge win for students who have been scammed by for-profit colleges. Way to go, Mara. And then they have a picture of the memorandum opinion and order. Civil action number 17-1330-RDM. Mara Healy also tweeted, "This decision is a victory for every family defrauded by a predatory for-profit school and a total rejection of the Trump-DeVos agenda to cheat students and taxpayers." Trying to make this clear, this whole higher education problem that is coming to light right now, there's so many things in this that are black holes that only students really know about. We as students are being blamed left and right by anyone, really. People around my age, younger people who chose not to go to college. And that's fine. You know, if I could go back in time, if my high school didn't brainwash me about going to college, maybe I would have took a year off from high school and rethought about my plans. Maybe go to save up a little bit of cash for a year or a couple years, go to community college, get my gen eds out, and then go to like a film school or something and transfer out. And that's probably the thing that I should have done. That's what most people should have done. But I mean, let's all agree. I mean, college shouldn't be a debt sentence. It shouldn't be, especially with the fact that wages at the moment are at an all-time low, comparing it to modern inflation charts, which is disgraceful. I mean, we're in America. This is one of the richest countries in the world. It's clear that the trickle-down economics that we are having at the moment, it's not working. Betsy DeVos has tried to pretty much delay a rule from the Obama administration that protected students against for-profit predatory lending. Ever since Betsy DeVos got in, she's been trying to delay it since it was supposed to be active last year. But the way she's been delaying it isn't legal. Now, where are the Republicans getting mad about this? Where are the Republicans that have endorsed Betsy DeVos? Where are they? Why aren't they angry? Why aren't they realizing this is a big growing problem? All they're doing, it seems like, is they're blaming the student. And that's not the thing we should be doing right now. If you're a Republican and you understand this situation that we're all in right now, these students and graduates from college that are struggling right now, then please feel free to message me and have an amazing conversation with me, because I got a lot to freaking tell you. So going forward, U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos lost the lawsuit brought by 19 states and the District of Columbia, accusing her department of wrongly delaying implementation of Obama-era regulations meant to protect students who took out loans to attend college from predatory practices. A Washington federal court judge on Wednesday ruled the department's postponement of the so-called borrower defense rule was procedurally improper. The Obama administration created the rule in the wake of revelations that some for-profit colleges enticed students with promises of an education and diplomas that would allow them to get jobs in their chosen fields. In reality, many of those certifications weren't recognized by prospective employers, leaving graduates saddled with student loans they couldn't repay. The borrower defense regulations changed the rules for forgiving student loans in cases of school misconduct and required financially risky institutions to be prepared to cover government losses in those instances, according to U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss's 57-page ruling. By postponement, the effective date of those regulations, the Department of Education deprived students of, quote, of several concrete benefits that they would have otherwise accrued, Moss said. The relief they seek in this action, immediate implementation of the borrower's defense regulations, would restore those benefits. Writing that he didn't want to delay matters further, Moss, a 2014 appointee of President Barack Obama, said he will hold a hearing Friday to consider remedies. The department didn't respond to requests for comment. The regulations were to take effect on July 1st, 2017, but the government delayed implementation in June of that year after the California Association of Private Post-Secondary Schools sued, challenging the validity of the rule. Well, way to go, California. Fuck all you who hate California. DeVos said then that while her first priority was to protect students, the Obama administration rulemaking effort had missed an opportunity to get it right. In October, her department provisionally reset the effective date to July 1st, 2018, and then in February postponed it again, now to July 1st, 2019. Moss ruled all those delays were invalid. He rejected a succession of arguments from government lawyers, calling some unpersuasive and others unhelpful. His decision also covered claims by two student borrowers in a lawsuit filed on their behalf by the consumer advocacy group public citizen. The state's suit was later consolidated with it. The Friday hearing will include California Association attorneys. The state's case is Commonwealth of Massachusetts versus U.S. Department of Education, 17-CV-01331, U.S. District Court, District of Columbia, Washington. The individual's case is Barr versus DeVos, 17-CV-1330, U.S. District Court, District of Columbia, of course. That's the individual's case, which is, I believe, what I'm kind of tied into. Now, there's so much going on with this field, okay? I'm just giving you pretty much the first shine to light type of story. There's more updates to come that I want to provide with you guys, but at the moment, I'm just going to leave it at this. Let's not forget, with the darker side, what we talk about, you know, cryptids, serial killers, UFOs. In a way, though, we don't really sense, or I guess think about, that these kinds of politicians like Betsy DeVos, and most politicians under the Trump administration, including the GOP, are downright criminals. And I think we as Americans kind of forget, or just don't even realize, that our politicians are just as criminal. I'm just trying to shine to light a darker side of an education field that isn't really talked about. It's definitely ridiculous. It's downright disturbing from what I've been going through and what other people that I'm close with under this lawsuit has gone through and is still currently going through. It's great that we did win a case against Betsy DeVos. There's so much more going on that has to be done. So I will provide you guys with more updates, with more episodes to come. This is like pretty much my first tidbit, because this is such a broad spectrum of information that I'm sure a lot of people just don't understand or just didn't know about. And this is pretty much the first step going against this administration and with students that deserve to have justice. And we need to remember that we as Americans, we do elect politicians or endorse political figures that are criminal, whether you believe it or not. Just like, you know, with this whole case with Judge Kavanaugh, okay, whether he was in this sexual allegation or not, he still promoted and was in favor of unconstitutional religious law that oppressed to this day our own LGBT Americans. That's criminal. That's unconstitutional, and it's just downright criminal. So even if he was not guilty with these allegations that has come forth, we all need to come together and realize that he still should not be appointed. And realize that our own government is sending such a bad message with what they're trying to do with this judge and trying to force him right through into the courts. Well, there's so much going on, guys. This is all I got for now. I love you all. Thank you for following. Thank you for keeping up with us. And stay tuned. This is only episode one out of a ton of episode part series of this special that I'm doing for what I would call problems in the higher education in America. It's something that needs to start to be talked about. And I think this is going to be an effective way to get the information out there. And if any of you guys have any questions, if you have, you know, if you don't agree with this, or if you just think it's stupid, or if you want to know more, please send us a message. If you have any requests for the Darker Side podcast, please let us know. We really want to get involved with our fans as much as possible between the Darker Side podcast and Getting Lost in the Forest. So please check us both out on Spotify. We're on Podbean, iTunes, Google. Please give us ratings on Google and iTunes. We need it really bad. The more ratings, the better. And we love you all. And I hope you all have an amazing day. It is October, so happy Halloween almost. We're at that time of the year where we're in spooky New England. So please keep on coming back to the Darker Side podcast and Getting Lost in the Forest. Keep doing you, and just do the best you can in life, because you know what? There's a lot of screwed up stuff going on right now. And also, if you guys find yourself in that kind of situation, you know, with your college, or you just want to know information, please check us out on Facebook on IMAI. Or you can also check out New England Institute of Art discussion. You can go to debtcollective.org. You can also search for the borrower to defense repayment application. Please follow us and look us up. And if you have any questions, just follow the links below. Thank you.